The commission, made up of appointees of Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders, is likely later on Monday to vote on a proposal by Cuomo appointee and leader of the state Democratic Party, Jay Jacobs. It would make it more difficult for minor party candidates to qualify for an automatic spot on the ballot. Currently, a party needs to get 50,000 votes in a gubernatorial election held every 4 years in order to qualify. Proposals that could be approved include requiring a party get 100,000 or 150,000 votes, and they'd also have to reach that threshold in presidential election years as well. Minor parties, including the left-leaning Working Families Party, who have feuded with Governor Andrew Cuomo, say the change would severely weaken them, and it might not even be constitutional. They've taken the commission to court. Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, in an interview with public radio and TV, says she thinks the commission should have stayed out of fusion voting.
Personally, I would have preferred that it be a separate conversation if there was going to be a conversation at all.
And she says her aim is not to weaken minor political parties.
I'm not trying to destroy parties or, make it impossible. I definitely know, however, that we must reform our campaign finance.
The Senate Democrats' appointees on the commission have often voted differently than the appointees of Cuomo or Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, but the governors and assembly's designees outnumber them. Commissioner Jacobs, who's acting as the de facto chair of the commission, said recently on public radio's The Capitol Press Room that the proposal is meant to weed out parties that he says are shams.
We have to make sure that people who run for office on these party lines are running from party lines that are actually credible parties that have some demonstrated measure of support.
Jacobs says serious political parties won't be hurt by any new requirements. Senator Stewart-Cousins says she's waiting to see what the commission ultimately recommends in a report due out Thanksgiving Eve. If lawmakers don't act to change the commission's recommendations, they automatically become law in late December. But the Senate leader says that's not the end. She says the legislature can act later to supersede those changes.
We have an opportunity to come back in January and February.
Some members of New York's Democratic congressional delegation are sticking up for the Working Families Party. Two incumbent Democrats in upstate battleground districts, Anthony Brindisi of Utica and Antonio Delgado of the Hudson Valley, on Twitter urged the commission to reconsider the plan. Senator Chuck Schumer, also in a tweet, said the commission should focus on what he says is the worthy goal of reducing big money in politics, not on ending fusion voting. Schumer, the former chair of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, says the Working Families Party helps Democrats win in tight races, especially in the House. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.